everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on CalBanyan.com. You want to go to CalBanyan.com to get this episode and all the other episodes we have, oh man, on just about every topic that you can imagine for being a really great hypnotist. And, you know, some of them watch it on YouTube, but the best place to watch is CalBanyan.com, because right below this video, we have additional text, links, graphics that support the content of what we're doing. Speaking of what we're doing, today we are doing the topic of 6 keys to results in and out of session. Now, of course, as working hypnotists, we are focused on getting results. That's the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter what kind of induction you use. It doesn't matter what kind of deepeners you use, as much as it matters on getting results. But when we think about results, we naturally think about getting the results that the client came in for, which means post-hypnotically, after the session. Well, what we're going to talk about today is, how do you know you're getting results in the session? Oh, it's nice to know when you're getting results in the session, both for you, because it makes you more confident, and for the client, because it makes your client more confident. And the deal is, I say it all the time, Banyanism probably number one, hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's no game. So let me introduce you to my co-host, which is Erica Flint, the amazing, wonderful, smart, intelligent. And let me tell you, she is way up there in Bellingham, Washington. She started off with just a local hypnosis certification course, and it whet her appetite. She got excited. She said, this is something I want to do, but it really didn't give her everything she needed to get started in the profession. She heard about me. She got my 5 Path 2.0 DVD training set, which is basically the Week of Power on DVD, 7-day course. And she said, wow. And she just dug in, started seeing clients. We met. I said, this gal has got it going on. And she also then went through the live version of the course. Since then, she has been unstoppable. Why? Because she's a true believer. And let me see here. Oh, I recommend her book, Reprogram Your Weight. And it's based on a lot of the principles that we teach in class. What she did is she went from classroom to client full-time in hypnosis in about a year. She's the hardest working hypnosis professional I know. She's 5-PATH certified hypnotist. She's board certified by the National Guild of Hypnotists. She's a 7-PATH self-hypnosis teacher. She is a National Guild of Hypnotists speaker. She's going to be speaking at the Solid Gold Weekend, the National Guild of Hypnotists event in Las Vegas. And we 5-PATHers, Maureen and I, we're very proud of her. How are you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm really happy to be here and continuing to do great work with you. And before we dive into this topic, let me tell everyone about you. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. Not the theoretical stuff only, it's all of the stuff that actually works in the hypnosis office that you use day in and day out, just like I do. He has been in the hypnosis profession for over 20 years, and he's won nearly every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author of one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings. I give it to all of my clients, and they absolutely love it. He is a trainer. He's been on television. He has been on radio. He's still teaching. And he's just a fantastic person, on top of the fact that he's really smart and has the ability to take complex ideas and turn them into something that you can learn in a systematic way, like 5-PATH, and be very successful right away. And that's why I love teaching 5-PATH. So I'm honored to be part of this series, and welcome everyone to Cal Banyan here today. So Cal, let's just get started with this topic on getting results in and out of the office. What do you think?
You know, I think it's a really good idea, because I think this is like I said in the opener, you know, knowing that you're being successful and the client knowing that you're being successful before they ever leave the office, it's a super duper insider technique. Go ahead.
Right. So we really want, you know, we have talked about this before, you know, the client comes in feeling one way and they leave feeling completely different. And I am certain, Cal, that you've had this experience where a client says to you, oh my gosh, I forgot what happiness feels like, or I forgot what it feels like to feel good. They've forgotten good feelings and good thoughts. Has that ever happened, Cal?
Oh, not since like yesterday. You know, the tears running down the face, and I'll say this. I'll look at them, I'll say, this is who you really are. When we take the time to do the hypnosis, to remove the fears and misconceptions of the child, the limiting beliefs, you discover who you really are, and this is who you really are. And they're just so filled with gratitude.
Right to my heart. I love it. This is who you really are. It's beautiful. All right, so this is about six keys to great results in and out of the office. Now, we're going to be focusing mostly on in the office, but of course, that's going to translate to out of the office. So number one is clarity. Make sure you are working on the right issue. So we, as Five Pathers, have something called the benefits form. Cal, you want to talk about that?
Well, you know, it goes hand in hand. I will do this clarification at the beginning of every session. And I will say, I think this phrase, this idea comes from the Seven Habits of Highly Successful People, but we always want to begin with the end in mind. And sometimes the client's ideas about what they want can shift as they become more confident in themselves. They start thinking, you know, what I really want is. So what Erica's saying is directly, is exactly right. We want to begin with clarity of what the client wants to work on, and be aware of any shift that goes on. Because like the bumper sticker says, shift happens.
That's right. Very good. And now the second step on that, so clarity on what they want and measurable results. We don't want those generic results or those results that can't be measured, because then our clients don't know that they've achieved them. So we really need to get measurable results for our clients, and that's part of the clarity. You want to say anything about that, Cal?
Absolutely. I have this phrase, as I'm clarifying all this stuff, getting ready, I say, okay, when we are completely 100% successful on reaching this goal, making this change, what does that look like? How are you going to be different? How are you going to be feeling different? And what are you going to be doing different?
Love it. You're already getting them associated to that result and thinking about what it's going to be like to be that way. They'll be able to describe it to you. You can write it down. It's measurable, but it's creating hope, right? So they're already thinking of the solution instead of their problem. Love it.
And like you like to say, they know when you can talk back to them like that in this, you know, paraphrase, I clarify this stuff. You like to say it. They know that you really get it, right?
Right. Yep. So they believe that they're working with the right person who's going to get them the results that they came in for. So we want to clarify that and then make sure that it's measurable. Number three is a big one, insight. We're going to give them insight in the hypnosis office, because hypnosis will reveal the issue. And the tools that we use as Five Pathers, age regression and forgiveness and parts mediation work, it gives them the insight. You want to talk about that, Kyle?
Now, I'm probably going to be speaking about hyper-suggestibility at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. That is a five-path-ers concept. And as people get insight, now, are you talking about, Erica, about insight during the hypnosis session?
Yep, that's exactly right. So they're going to have the insight about themselves. You know, for example, in age regression, as you know, Cal, they're going to get rid of a limiting belief about their parents or a situation when they were younger, and they get rid of a limiting belief, and maybe they also get rid of some emotion that has not been serving them, some fear-based emotion that isn't serving them.
Yeah, we're going to do a podcast probably two podcasts from now that's going to get into informed child technique. But when they start having these insights, that's the most powerful transformational work you can do. They're like, oh, my goodness. Now I'm getting this. They've never thought of that consciously before. And so they're feeling the shift happen. Beautiful. Keep going.
Right. So the insight, you know, they think that they were never lovable or there was something wrong with them. And now they realize, there was nothing wrong with me. Just like what Cal said earlier, this is who you really are. So they feel this tremendous feeling, a huge weight lifted. that is what we're talking about, results in the chair, right when they're sitting there in front of you. You're going to notice this. And then what we're going to do, something very important, Cal and I talk about it all the time, it's the segue to direct suggestion, right? Cal, do you want to talk about that part?
All right. And we're going to get into this even more detail when we get into deep into the informing child technique in a couple of podcasts. But when it has to do with hypersuggestibility, when they've had this insight. In the olden days of age regression, for example, all they did is run people through the events over and over, and they'd have a cathartic experience, letting out the emotion, and then they would just hope they would have some insight and change. But what we're going to do is we're going to make sure they and we'll get into this more detail in about two podcasts, that they have the insight, and then what we're going to do, insight forces the subconscious mind into a state of reorganization. Once you know something you didn't know before at any level, once you know it, then your belief system, your emotions, everything must realign to that. It's like a grown-up is like hardened clay. So over the years, it's hardened, more rigid, typical person that is predictable because they do the same things over and over again. But with insight, it forces the mind to go into a state of reorganization. It's like making the clay soft again. And once that's happened, we can have them restate those insights. And then we can say, good, now that you know this and you feel that, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. And we literally kind of staple the suggestions that they came in for to those insights. We attach them to the new knowing, and with that we can get permanent results. And the client says, what we just did makes sense. I believe this is what's going on in their mind. This is going to make a difference. Is that what you're thinking about?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can, many times your clients will report, I feel such a sense of relief. So there is a feeling that for many of our clients goes along with this that has to do with relief of some type. They're relieving some emotion, maybe a heavy emotion, a burden, anger, frustration, fear, something like that. So they feel this huge sense of relief, or they'll report, a weight has been lifted, I feel hopeful again. And so there really is, and this is what we're talking about this episode, this how do you know that things have changed when they're in the hypnosis office? When we ask them for that insight, I've changed because now I know, they will report to you, I know I was always a good person, or I know I was always loved, and now I feel hopeful and I'm happy. And so this is how we're looking for those results while they are sitting in the office, because they report how they're feeling.
That's right. And so we're really putting them into alignment. They might have thought they're as good as everybody else, but they never felt that way. And as we cause these shifts to happen, they go into alignment, and we can attach suggestions for what they came in for. That's right. Now that you know this and you feel that, you can now accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. Suggestion, 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 followed by benefit, benefit, benefit. And what happens is, I'm afraid I'm kind of stealing our own thunder here. We'll go into it in more detail and deep into the informed child technique. But we want to have them state, I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I feel. I've changed because now I can. Or so now I can. And I developed those phrases and that technique for this very reason, so that they know that these things are happening. Plus, as they state those things, remember I talked about it's like wet clay, right? So you imagine a tablet of wet clay. As they say those things, I've changed because now I know, I've changed because now I feel, and so now I can, it's just like they're taking their finger on that tablet of wet clay in the subconscious mind and writing those suggestions in. The most powerful suggestions anyone will ever hear in hypnosis does not come from the hypnotist. They come from what the client is thinking and saying while in hypnosis, as you do insight work. How's that, Erica?
That's beautiful, Cal. Thank you for saying that. It's perfect. I love being convinced by my clients that they've changed. When I hear them say these things, it goes right into my heart. Yes, I can tell that they have changed because I can hear it in their voice. I believe them. They have changed. They have shifted. They are feeling better. I can see the relief on their face. So that's how I know. But I want to be sure. So we have a very powerful technique called age progression. We will take our client into the future and have them go through an expected future event where in the past it might have been hard for them, but now they're going to try out these new beliefs, these new feelings, and we're going to have them go through it in hypnosis. This is like a test. We're going to test and make sure that everything that we did in the hypnosis session is working exactly as we had anticipated, and then we get to prove it to ourselves, and client gets to prove an expectation of success that they're going to be successful outside of the office. Right, Cal?
Awesome, yeah. You know, when I was, there's some hypnotists out there, they're not five pathers that do age regression, but they just don't do it on the scale and with this precision that a well-trained five pather does. And we add age progression. Now we can add age progression to any part of a hypnosis session. If you had a direct suggestion only session, if you had an age regression session, if you did parts work or forgiveness work, then what do? You can test and reinforce the changes by taking them to one, two, or three probable events in their future. Well, Cal, how do you know that there's probable events in your future, in their future? Because people are coming in because of their concerns about now and in the future. The person doesn't come in because, oh, in the past I've been afraid of heights. They don't come in because in the past I've eaten too much. You know what? They're coming in because I'm afraid that I'm going to continue doing that and my future looks like X, Y, and Z. So after we've done the work, we want to do age progression into probable events. These already exist in their mind. You take the person that has a fear of spiders. You know what? If it was all behind them, they wouldn't be in your office. Their mind is worried about, oh my goodness, I got to take my kid out camping. I don't want to, you know, run around screaming when I see a spider. He wants to go to the arachnid exhibit and I don't want to look like I'm going to faint. And, you know, whatever it is, yeah, it's they've already got those events in their future. So let's go through them successfully because the mind tends to experience what it expects to experience. So now it expects to have those successful experiences in age progression. And as you run through them, we're going to store them in the conscious and subconscious mind so that when they get into those kind of events, they will have rehearsed them and they have a mental expectation of being successful in those events. How's that?
Perfect. Exactly. Let me just run through the six steps real quick again. Number one, clarity. Make sure you're working on the right issues. Number two, measurable results for our clients so they know when they're getting the results. Number three is the insight work that we do. Number four, the segue to direct suggestion. I've changed because now I know, changed because now I feel, so you can accept these suggestions more powerfully and permanently than ever before. That's the segue. Testing it with age progression. And number six, what's the real test? Well, that's when we see our client the next time and what happens outside of the office. So yes, of course, we want to see the results in the office, but the real test is outside the office. How do our clients do in real life when they come across that spider or that double cheeseburger that they don't really want to eat? So what happens? That's the final aspect of it. So thanks for joining today. I'm Erica Flint. Let's see, what else do you want to say, Cal, before we wrap it up?
I just want to say, absolutely agree. I'm going to add a mythical number seven that's very important. You know you've got results when they start referring their mother, father, sister, brother, lover, cousin to see you, right?
Yeah, good one. I like that number seven. I don't know how mythical it is. It seems pretty real to me, but I like that you called it that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. For some hypnotists, it's mythical. It's like the unicorn. They never see it, right? Because what happens is they're putting their reputation on the line with people they care about. Then you absolutely know. And this might happen a month later, 2 months later, a year later, so you know that the results have stuck. All right, wrap it up. Tell them about your next class.
All right. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com. I have classes coming up in the beginning of January, January 14th through 25 in 2019, and in a couple months later in March, and I hope to see you in class.
Awesome Erica. That's her nickname, Awesome Erica. I just labeled her. Hey, so you want to come see me? I'm here in Dallas, Texas. People come from all over the world to be in our class. And you know what? January 7th through the 18th, July 8th through the 19th. These are all 2019. For future dates, just call our office, visit our website, calbanion.com. And that's the 10-day certification course. That's the whole kit and caboodle. You don't have to have any experience at all. However, we do have many experienced hypnotists come through that class. Now, you guys who are pinched for time, and if you're already certified, then you can come to my Week of Power. It's the same course, but it's squished together. It's more compact. We don't spend much time on the basics. We just get right into it after one day of review of basics. And that's April 14th through the 20th. By the way, the 10-day course, if you added up those dates, you see that's 12 days. That's because in the middle, you get a weekend break. All right. You can also get my training through my 5-Path 2.0 DVD set. It's a recording of the Week of Power done once in 6 days. And then we've got the complete hypnosis certification course, all on calbanion.com. All right, you guys, so glad to see you. Here's to your success. Cal Banion, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.